You are listening to Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs. Visit us at bearpodcast.com.
Hey bears, welcome to Bear Podcast episode 2. This is your host, The Nard. First of all, I would like to thank all of you who downloaded episode 1. I launched the site last August 1st, and I already have 40 downloads. Thank you guys. Well, tell your friends about it. Gay or straight, bear or twink, just have some fun, okay? Now, in this episode, I will be phone chatting with Jerry, the former president of Bears of San Antonio, and he will be promoting their upcoming bear run in South Padre Island. As for Woof, What a Bear, I'll be featuring a guy from Seattle. So stick around and enjoy the show. Here's episode 2 of Bear Podcast. Okay, here with me is Jerry. He's on the other line. Say hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Hi. Jerry's...
How are you doing, Maynard?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, so Jerry here is the former president of Bears of San Antonio, and now he's handling an event that they're going to do in South Padre Island. But anyway, tell us about Bears of San Antonio first. So when did you guys form Bears of San Antonio?
Actually, Maynard, approximately 2 years ago, I left Houston and moved over to San Antonio. And one night, some friends, we were all out for dinner, and we were talking about why is there no bear club in San Antonio. And our discussion went on for a while. Then we talked to some other people around town and found out that a bear club had been tried. As a matter of fact, a couple of clubs have been tried in San Antonio, but just didn't go well, and the clubs are dissolved. So we decided that we would start the Alamo City Bears. Then later on, we actually changed the name to the Bears of San Antonio. And so we've been in business for approximately 2 years, and our club now is one of the largest organizations in San Antonio.
Wow.
One of the largest. We've made some good progress. Mm-hmm.
Well, how many do you have now? How many people do you have?
We're about 51 members and growing daily. We have a website that is thebearsofsanantonio.net, and we get a lot of interest to the website through the guest book entries, and we have had a lot of people searching and just finding us, and they're actually coming to our organization, and they get to the website and they find out they want to be a part of us, so they actually join our group. And I'd say over the last month, we've had about 7 members join simply through our website, which is, again, is bearsofsanantonio.com.
Ah, okay. .com or .net, yeah. Whichever, right?
.net, yeah, .net, .org, .com.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys got it. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, we own all three, yeah.
You got all covered. So what do you guys usually do? Any dine-outs, parties, bar nights?
Well, mainly we're a social club, and being part of a social club, we do a monthly dinner at a local restaurant. We do potluck dinners at members' homes. Recently, I'm just getting over a sunburn. There were 34 of us, and we went tubing up on the Guadalupe River, and we floated for 5 hours out in the bright sun. And let me tell you, we've got burns on all parts of our bodies, and I'm the lucky one. I only got a few burns on my legs, but a lot of people got burnt. But the overall event was a total success, and we had a great time tubing on the river. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we have a movie night once a month, and then from the movie night, we actually have a swim party that is coming up in the near future. So we're a very active group. whether we're doing dinners or we're going to the movie or we're going swimming or just tubing or just meeting impromptu for a coffee at one of the local shops. So we're a very active group in San Antonio.
Oh, that's good. I want to join one of your tubing events. That'd be fun. Where do you usually do it? Where do you guys go tubing?
We actually go up to New Braunfels, and we go on the Guadalupe River. The Como River's there and the Guadalupe River, and we found that the Guadalupe is a lot more fun. They got a little bit more falls. You go down some rapids and also a chute. And we're planning on doing it again near the fall. I'll let you know, Maynard, when we're going to have another one and invite you over.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. So since we're in the topic of events, in September, you guys are going to have a bear event. So tell us more about that. Yeah, okay.
Oh, yes. Be glad to. This is actually going to be our third annual, and we call it the Trek. We're Bear Trekking to the Coast. So it's Bears to the Coast. And again, like I said, this is our third annual. We started with 13 people just getting together down in South Padre Island for a weekend of fun. And then last year it grew a lot larger, and this year we're expecting it to be even larger. It actually is on September the 23rd and 24th, and we take over a hotel there called the Upper Deck. And we also have a follow-on hotel for overflow. But the event again is on 23 and 24 September in South Padre Island. And there we get together and it's a party weekend. We have a volleyball event. We call it Volley Bear event.
All right.
Volley Bear. And it's a lot of fun. It's done in the swimming pool. And then we have what we call karaoke, which is bad karaoke. And then we raise money during that event, which we donate to the local aid chapter there in South Padre. And then we have a big welcome party, and then we actually load the keg of beer into the back of a truck, and then we all just head down to the beach and we party on the local beach for an afternoon, and then back to the hotel for a dating bear game. And this year we're doing something a little bit different. When one of our bears is going to get lost, and we're going to have a bear hunt. So we're going to go out and hunt for the bear. And then we get a big swim party planned as well. And at that event, we wine you, we dine you, and then you get to play in the hot tubs or play in the pool. It's a lot of fun. It's a family thing.
Oh, that's cool.
A lot of people, that's the reason they like to come back. And like I said, this is our third. And they're coming back because it's a very relaxing weekend. You meet some neat people from all over. And you get to have a lot of fun, and it's very relaxing and very enjoyable. I'm looking forward to it, although I'm the chairperson. And it takes a lot of my time to actually organize the event, but it's a lot of fun just seeing everyone else having a good time. So, Maynard, I hope you join us there.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I think you'll enjoy it as well.
Yeah, I think so, too. Bring along my partner there. So, how about... Okay, so... Now we know it's September 23 and 24. Is that right? That's a Friday and Saturday.
That is correct.
All right. So
now we actually, a lot of us actually show up down there on the Thursday.
Oh, okay.
But Thursday there is absolutely nothing scheduled, and so we just sit around, we go out to dinner, and then we just enjoy the hot tubs and the pool, and again a very relaxing evening. And then of course we get started on Friday with the welcome party for the bears that show up. And the people in South Padre definitely welcome us in style. So, again, it's a fun event.
Oh, that's cool. So, people can come in Thursdays. Okay, on that Thursday, 22nd.
Right, right.
All right, so how do we register? How do we register for the event?
Registering on to the event is really easy. You go out, again, to our website, which, like I said earlier, is Bears of San Antonio, either .net, .com, or .org. And there is our logo. And you click on the logo, and it takes you right into the registration. And it's also, it gives you a list of the events and the number for the hotel to call to get your room. And the website is very easy to navigate. We've even got a message board there so that you can start communicating with some of the other bears that are attending the event. So, again, it's real easy to register. And if you register soon, it's only $40. And then it goes up to $50, the actual week of the event, but so it's best to register early.
Wow, that's the cheapest bear run I've ever heard.
And you get a lot for your money. We actually wine you, and we actually feed you. So, I mean, you really do get your money's worth at this event.
Well, that's great. That's
we have a keg of beer that is available 24/7. From Friday to Sunday, we have beer flowing.
Ah, I see. Okay. Wow. So, there's a lot of how many usually comes to these event? I mean, to the Bears to the Coast event. Usually come?
We're actually expecting approximately 60 bears to show up this year. We don't want this event to get over 100. 100 will take, make it too big of an event to really get to know everybody. So we want to actually limit the number to around 100. But this year we're actually expecting 60. It's growing every year, doubling in size. And so if we get our 60 this year, then next year we should hit our 100. And I think that's going to be our max, 100. So the hotel can accommodate more than, 100. So, but this year we're expecting up to 60.
Ah, okay. Wow. So email me or tell me later if there's any more updates. So this is episode 2 that this is coming out. This podcast that I'm doing is episode 2. And probably in episode 3, I'll plug in. Mention any updates that you guys have for Bears to the Coast. Is that okay?
Well, that sounds good, Maynard. I definitely appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about the Bears of San Antonio and also about our upcoming event, Bears to the Coast.
All right. So that's it. Thank you very much, Jerry, and hope to see you in South Padre Island.
Well, I hope to see you there too, Maynard. And again, thanks for inviting me into this call.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Woof, what a bear.
I'm going to feature someone from a live journal this time. His name is Bear Seattle. That's his username here. Anyway, so I'm looking at his blog here. It's entitled A Bear's Life. Sounds like a children's book. All right, why did this catch my eye? Because I was just going through, friends of friends lists. Friends of friends web pages at LiveJournal, and I came across Bear Seattle's blog. His July 28th post is just really hot. Anyway, it says here, entitled "It's Not a Party Until West Takes It Up the Ass." All right. Not many pics were taken at Fester's party, but I snapped this one, and it's quickly becoming one of my favorite photos, and anybody who knows Wes can figure out why. As promised, here is Paul giving it a Bronco style to Wes, who is taking it like the pig bottom he is. Love you, Wes. Well, the picture is very, I don't know, very nice. You guys gotta see this. You should see Big Bubba Bear. The guy is a Big Bubba Bear riding Shoehorn 75. Those are their LJ's names. If you go lower, I see that he also went to TBRU. I didn't get to see him. But anyway, just check it out. Bear Seattle in Live Journal. I guess that's it for today for Bear Podcast Episode 2. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm not sure if I can make Episode 3 next week. I'll be out of town with my partner. Well, I have to do some recording, I have to prepare the MP3, then I have to upload it to the Bear Podcast server. So you'll find out. I'll keep you guys posted. Well, tell your friends about the Bear Podcast. Send me an email, and I'll read your email on the next episodes. Also, if you want to have someone featured in the Wolf for the Bear portion of the show, just let me know. Again, the email address is bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. So this concludes Episode 2. Take care, guys, and have a nice day. Many wolves and many hugs.
You have just listened to Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs. Visit us at bearpodcast.com.